Well, we're continuing with the Lord's Prayer. We will get back to the book of Hebrews this year. But for right now, I want to continue in Matthew chapter 6. Last week, we looked at Prayer and the Will of God, part 2, which had to do with give us this day our daily bread. And we recognize that God gives to us every day what we need. Now, sometimes it looks like you go to work and earn it, but actually, what's happening is you're like the bird going out to get the worm. God feeds the birds of the air, and how much more shall He feed you? Right? So he feeds the birds of the air, but I heard one person say, but he doesn't drop the worm in the bird's mouth. Okay? And so he feeds the birds of the air just like he feeds us. But when we go to work, that's just the gathering process. We go out. Listen, we said last week, there's a set amount. Remember what the King Arger said in Proverbs chapter 30. He said, feed me with the food that is allotted for me. There's a set amount that God provides, and when we go to work, we're simply gathering it in. Bible says, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. And so, because if you don't go and gather it in, you ain't got nothing to eat. So you have to go to work. Just going over a little bit of what we went through last week as we looked at prayer and God meeting our daily needs as He promised that He would. But just as we're dependent upon God, and rightfully so, as we look at Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Do we ask daily? Really? Do we ask daily? Can we be honest? Do we ask God? Moses said he does, and Elijah said he does. But really, do we ask? Father, I pray you give me what I need today. You know, when you're going into a situation, how do you know every day is a situation? We need to pray, Lord, give me today what I have need of. Why is that so important? Part of the reason is that you don't know what you have need of. That's part of the reason. I don't know what I need tomorrow, but God knows. And so when I wake up, Father, give me today what I have need of today. Amen? Jesus said to pray that. I didn't. And so we need to pray. And so as we're dependent upon God for our daily physical needs, we are also dependent upon Him for our daily spiritual needs, such as forgiveness, as we're going to look at today. So Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12, Father, we ask your blessing now upon the teaching and preaching of your word. Holy Spirit, bring us insight, illumination. Lord, that which flows from your heart to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 And so the scripture says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That word debt in the Greek means something that we owe. Something that we owe. A due. We're due to give something. We owe something. Morally, it means a fault. Morally, it means a fault. Now, as we look at this, we see that Jesus is teaching the people, teaching his disciples, that there's something about you that's already determined, and that's this. You have debts, transgressions, and or sins. Okay? He said, in the book of Luke, it says, forgive us our sins. Here it says, forgive us our debts. In verse 15, 14 and 15, later in this chapter, it says, forgive one another their trespasses. Boy, I didn't know I had so much. But I'm going to tell you, beloved, I have debts, I have trespasses, and I have sins, and they all need forgiveness. And so Jesus said, go to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your debts, your trespasses, and your sins. Now, every person has a moral fault. Every person has a moral fault and owes God something. Every person has a moral fault and owes God something. Now, before we can really appreciate forgiveness, we have to understand something about sin, right? When you've preached, when you've brought the word to some of your friends, they didn't even know what sin was. They don't claim themselves a sinner, so they don't see themselves in need of forgiveness. If you're not a sinner, you don't need forgiveness, right? And so that's why the law was brought in. God brought the law to show the people that they were indeed exceedingly sinful. Okay, so we have the Ten Commandments. I said a couple weeks ago, who needs ten? We have trouble with one. We have trouble with one. And so in my own mind, I mean, as God has made us, we have appetites. We have appetites for all kinds of things. And so I myself deemed that I would go on my fast early. I came home Friday having fasted all day long. And when I go on a fast, I can't fast two meals and eat dinner. I can't do that. See, if I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat it all. I'm not going to eat just a little bit. I mean, that's like torture to me. I'd rather fast, just fast. If I'm going to fast a week, fast the whole week. I don't want to eat anything. And so I came home Friday in my mind, I'm on a fast. But we have appetites. And my wife had laid out a spread. Ham. Brother, the ham was on the chopping block, and I walked through the door, and of all days, to make a lemon bundt cake with confectioner's glaze on that thing, and I walked into the kitchen and said, the fast is over. The fast is over. I'm going to eat tonight. I'm going to eat tonight. You understand what I'm saying? And so I said to you before, if we were, see, we think Adam was bad. I'm telling you, if we had been in the garden, we'd be hanging from the tree. You know, up in the tree, sitting up in the tree eating, and just eating and eating and eating. Yeah, 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 because that's where we are. You understand? So, but the scripture says here, and forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debts. What does every sinner owe God? What does every sinner owe God? It is not a good thing, but yeah. Every sinner owes, that's the judgment of God on sin. That's what a sinner owes. You say, what do you mean he owes it? Yeah, you work for it. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. The just punishment of a righteous God upon sin is death. That's what a sinner owes. And that's why Jesus said, pray to the Father and ask him, forgive us this day. Forgive us our debts, our sins. Come on. Our trespasses. Forgive us. Jesus said that I want you, and it's the will of God for you to pray for your daily needs every day, but it's also the will of God for you daily to receive forgiveness for your sins. And so I'm to ask God to forgive me of my sin. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but one of the times in my life when I feel the cleanest is right after I have asked God to forgive me of my sin. Now, let's be honest. I don't want to see a show of hands, but I'm going to be honest. Do we ask God to forgive us? Okay? Now, again, like I said, you can't ask for forgiveness if you don't think you've sinned. But we have the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. Who has been given to us? He's to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and coming judgment, unbelief. And so the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, not only that we're children and sons of God, but the Holy Spirit lets us know when we are in sin, when we are approaching sin, when we're getting too close. Remember, Adam and Eve did not have the Holy Spirit to say. They got that commandment one time, and they went and up the tree and ate it. You and I have the Holy Spirit within us, and when we start getting close to the tree, something starts to go off on the inside. You start feeling uncomfortable. You start feeling, you know better than this. You know better than this. And the Holy Ghost is the one who keeps you and I out of sin. So we have to listen to the Spirit of God. Let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 4. It says, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us." That word there, sins, means an offense. Doesn't mean a debt. It's not a debt. It doesn't mean a moral fault, but it means an offense. So
and amen.